Welcome to Mulder Was Right. We discuss conspiracy theories and alternative facts. My name is Curtis. What's your name, guy?
Am I the guy?
You're the guy.
Okay. My name is Brendan.
And I'm another guy. My name is Sakeev.
Great.
I'm some form of guy. We went backwards this week. I'm Joe.
We don't tell them we went backwards.
And I'm Joe.
Now they know our secret order.
You're a secret order.
I
Order 66.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's happening.
All the Jedis. All of them are dead.
All them Jedis.
So this week, I'd like to start out if all of us could just take a nice, long breath. You know, just do some good breathing. You guys ready? Let's get another one in.
Now salute the sun. This is nice. We should start yoga.
Now, how do you guys feel?
All right. So this is episode 5 of the 9/11 series.
This is not. We're done with that.
We're taking a deep breath.
To expel the evil, which was 9/11.
I thought that we were just now the 9/11 podcast. I thought that was just what the podcast evolved into. Did you know that Jay-Z released his album Blueprint on September 11, 2001?
So that was a nice breath I took, Curtis. Tell me more about it.
Featuring Eminem and Kanye West.
Wow, I did not know that. And that will not be pertinent information for this episode. Anyway, so I feel good after taking that breath. I feel refreshed. I feel energized. And here's the thing about breathing. Some people think it's more important than it already is. So breathing's pretty important, right?
Breathing's one of the most important things we do.
It's fundamental to our survival.
Exactly.
So I have a fun breathing story, actually.
Is it just another segue into a 9/11 discussion?
No, it's not.
Brendan, how
it
can you even breathe?
Better not be Brendan, or else get off this episode.
So,
just leave. Like, don't even come back.
What do you mean you have a good story about breathing?
Just give me a minute here and let me explain.
Yeah, give us some breathing room, guys.
So on Tuesday of this week, actually, there wasn't much to do at my job. So I work at a hotel, and there is this woman who was there like several weeks ago, and she left a bunch of air tanks with her, oxygen tanks, because she needed them to breathe. And she just left them there. And so they've been sitting in the back, like in the mail room for, I don't know, weeks at this point. So for whatever reason, I'm like doing my job and I head over to the front desk and there's just several people coming because it's like 10 o'clock at night, like no one's around. And there's just several of my coworkers just sitting with oxygen tanks and taking huffs of oxygen.
You know they're getting high off that, right?
No, you don't get high off of oxygen.
No, because you know why? Oxygen's the natural drug.
I mean, you know, there is that saying, getting high on life.
Yeah, exactly. That's all they were doing.
That's what they were doing.
So they were just wasting this poor lady's oxygen.
Who, I mean, she hasn't been there for, like, weeks, and she left them there.
She probably needs those tanks.
She probably couldn't have gone far.
She left, like,
you usually, like, before. Rent those.
Yeah, she does.
So, like, she probably needs them back, or her insurance is gonna come after her.
Anyway, so they were just there, and we were, you know, huffing some oxygen, and then we were talking about like oxygen bars and flavored oxygen. So we took some scented markers and put them in front of the oxygen and breathed in. Good thing they were non-toxic.
Oh my God, Brendan, how can you even breathe
through the oxygen tanks? Anyway, so that was my oxygen story. It wasn't too exciting, but I thought it was kind of funny and really bizarre to walk up to the front desk and see people huffing oxygen out of oxygen tanks.
Just getting high on life.
Right. Getting high on life.
Yeah.
You know, that's somewhat kind of what we're going to be talking about today, getting high on life.
Okay.
So we all eat food, right? That's also a crucial part of living, right? As we have to breathe, we have to eat food, we have to drink water.
I can say I have consumed food once or twice before.
You have? Okay.
Yes.
Well, there's some people who think actually just the breathing part is all we need. And they're called breatharians.
Breatharians.
Yeah, breatharians.
Have these people tried this?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Well, of course they have.
These are, they claim to be active participants in breatharianism or breatharianism. I really hate the name. It's really awful, but that's what it's called.
That just sounds like, that sounds like they're just doing something that we just haven't, you know, gotten to that level of. Like in D&D, when you get to like, I don't know, like level 15 or something, you no longer have to eat food in the game. So clearly they've made it to that level.
They've just played D&D for long enough, but in real life.
Now they don't have to eat food or drink water. They've ascended.
So, Curtis, you've told us people are boats. Now these people are somewhat like plants then, right? Just photosynthesis? That's how they survive?
They've turned into plants.
Mm-hmm.
Although plants need water.
It's true.
Generally.
Do they drink?
There are some who claim that...
They take the moisture from the air.
That all that's necessary for survival is air and sunlight. And there's some who eat small amounts of food, drink small amounts of water. Some that only eat certain kinds of food. And there's some that claim you need none of it. You just need air, sunlight.
Curtis...
And good company.
Is air gluten-free?
Air is gluten-free.
That's, you know...
Is it...
Gluten-free
diet. Is it kosher?
Air... I'm not entirely familiar on the rules of kosher, but I do understand that most of it has to do with slaughtering animals and certain ways of slaughtering animals and avoiding certain foods as well. Again, I don't know a whole lot about kosher, but I think air is kosher.
I imagine air by the sea is probably not, though. Seafood... Yeah. Shrimp and such.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The rules of kosher were actually just an early survival mechanism. They were just like sanitary rules. Like all the foods that are banned just like weren't very sanitary to eat during 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 years ago. And so the religious leaders were just like, okay, we're just going to ban this because people keep dying from salmonella when they eat raw chicken. I don't know if it's raw chicken's banned. Again, I know very little about kosher, but I know that about it. Anyway, so here's an example. There's a article in The Sun, the publication, The Sun, the esteemed publication.
I'm so glad Anderson isn't here for this episode. Don't get me wrong, I love Anderson, but like, my God.
No, that's the physical representation of The Sun. He can just fight this newspaper.
He would hate all of the stuff that's happening.
So what you're telling me is The Sun is telling me I just need to breathe.
Yeah, well, there's this article about this couple, and they claim that they've barely eaten for 9 years. And this lady, the first picture on this article, she's pregnant, and she claims that she's just breathing and bathing in sunlight, and she eats food occasionally, but only sort of if she's bored and she's like, I'd like the taste of an apple. And so she takes a bite of an apple, and that'll be the only thing she eats all week, maybe.
To be fair, that's the only thing I'll eat in a week. That's totally what I do with food. I consume it when I'm bored.
Yes, that is very true.
But I imagine you consume
copious amounts.
It often enough to stay alive.
Generally, yes.
Generally, you consume food often enough to sustain your existence.
Yes.
What we consider standard for survival.
Right. Pretty run-of-the-mill, middle-of-the-road. But this couple says no. They said, in 2008, they heard from a friend about breatharianism, and then they started transitioning their diet. They started first by becoming vegetarians, then becoming vegans, and then I think they transitioned to only fruit. And then they... transition to just not eating.
So this is the next step in veganism.
Just nothing. Air and sunlight.
I think there's an in-between step. You know, you mentioned they transition to only fruit.
But I'm saying, like, this is the next major stage. Like when you transition from being eating meat to not eating meat, you gotta kind of wean yourself off. So, like, that's the next progressive stage, like, nothing.
I mean, Sakeef, people don't just quit cold turkey. They got to make sure that they go between the steps.
You got to quit cold turkey, then you got to quit cold broccoli, then you got to quit cold apples.
Is there a 12-step program like there is for alcoholism?
I'm sure there is.
There is a it's a 21-day cleanse sort of deal that they went through. I don't know. It's called the 21-day breatharian process. I don't know exactly what it entails. And there are several different theories that talk about. There are several different options you can sort of go with breatharianism, depending on who you get the information from. And this article is kind of like interestingly tailored towards women. It's talking about how the woman is like, my body is just beautiful now, and like I've had two children, and my slimness has rebounded immediately, and because I'm not eating any food ever, and like my PMS symptoms have stopped.
Did she talk about the pregnancies and like how she actually managed to go through them without actually eating food on a regular basis?
Yeah, she just said that she stayed conscious of the universe and the energies of the universe, and just didn't eat food. She says she does not even feel hungry anymore. She can't remember what it's like to feel hungry.
So she did not eat the baby after it was born.
No.
And all right. Like most animals would. You're hungry. Oh, man. It can't defend itself.
And she produced a child. She created mass, which you usually have to eat food to do.
No, the question is, does the child eat?
Actually, their children do eat. They did not want to force their beliefs on their child. They have made their...
At least they're progressive.
That's good. That's good.
They have made their children aware of breatharianism as an option. Their children are still very young, so one of them's like still an infant, so I don't know how they made it aware of that. But I think they're going to let them decide when the time comes.
So I'd love just like a kindergartner going in for like lunch at a cafeteria, right? Like, oh, what's your mom pack you? PB&J. What's your mom pack you? Tuna salad. What's your mom pack you? They just open the lunch pail. Just a big breath. All right, I'm gonna save the rest for snack time.
Or it's just a picture of the sun.
No, he steps outside for recess for that. He just basks in it.
So
that's a good point, Joe. You spend recess to bask in the sun. And
exactly.
Get your nutrients.
There is a small part of this article that is that does have an expert's view on living as a breatharian, a nutritionist, basically. And she says, I would strongly disagree with it. We have nutritional guidelines because we need nutrients every day. She strongly advises against following a breatharian diet, as no one can defy the laws of physics like that. It is not possible to survive as a breatharian. But most of this article is just talking about how it is possible to survive as a breatharian. So, and you know, it's a nice looking couple. They look nice and healthy. They got two kids and they look good. And you know, like I could see these people. And I'd be like, those are some normal people who eat food every day.
Yeah, I thought they would be like a lot more malnourished.
No,
I mean, yeah. Generally, when I meet people, I'm like, "Hi, my name's Brendan. I eat food daily. Do you share this with me?" And usually they say yes.
And then you have something in common. You can build up with that.
Exactly. Most of the time when I approach...
Do you put that on your Tinder?
I do, actually. Most of the time when I approach women with that, they're like, you're weird. And then they stop talking to me. But the ones that stay...
Are like, I love food.
At least I know that they like food.
That's important.
Then you get the one that's just lying.
Yeah.
And like, they order like a steak. They just
She's actually a breatharian.
She goes outside. Just every so often, just...
You hardly touched your food.
Oh, I'm just not hungry.
I'm not hungry right now.
I can't remember what it feels like to be hungry. This couple actually mentioned that they would eat sometimes, but mostly as like a social event. Like if they went out to eat with friends, they would eat.
You gotta keep up appearances. You can't look crazy.
Mm-hmm. And
you don't wanna look weird.
Yeah, it's just like a thing they do
I'll
just
have
for
one
fun.
Cracker and cheese.
So
that will sustain me.
Yes, Akif, you have a question?
I wonder how they like can continue to taste food. Like, do you understand what I mean? Like, don't you think like after a certain amount of time, like their taste buds like just are no longer accustomed to eating and certain tastes and things like that? So I wonder if weaning themselves off of food like affects their taste for the food.
That may make things taste like better. Like, oh man, I never realized how good this apple tastes till you haven't had one for like 10 years.
So it's the only thing you've eaten all year. Yeah.
I think you're absolutely right though. Like it'd be, I don't know.
It's kind of like an impossible thing to test, right? Because if you don't eat food for a while, you just sort of die. So like, but it's interesting to think like if we could somehow like keep a body alive, you know, and without eating food and test like, all right, what happens to like the nerves on your tongue that like stimulate your taste buds?
I mean, isn't this what they do?
Yeah. Oh yeah, no, totally. They're totally doing this for real. Yeah, I mean, that's what I meant to say. this Curtis, is totally legit.
Curtis, tell me how you really feel.
It's totally legit. People really do just breathe air and they're fine. They don't you need to eat food at all.
No. It's just right on the internet.
Here on the internet, on the sun. You can find the sun in your
the sun
your
told me
local,
just to breathe.
You can find the sun in the sky. You can find the publication, The Sun, at your local like convenience store checkout right next to the National Enquirer. It's about...
Yeah, my question is The Sun similar to something like The Onion?
No.
Okay.
The Sun is...
They're like us, Brendan. They're serious about what they do.
The Sun is in earnest about the crazy shit it publishes. Just like the National Enquirer. Whereas The Onion is knowingly joking.
I wonder if they get sued as much as the National Enquirer.
They probably do, yeah.
Anywho.
So this couple talked about their 21-day process to become breatharians.
So it only takes 21 days.
It takes 21 days.
Real quick, do you need to pay money to start this?
Now, it depends on who you're talking to. It
depends on the tier level that you're trying to enter in. Do you want to be like super ascended, just ascended, or do you want to be like God status ascended?
It really
depends.
So it's going up like a triangle almost.
Yeah.
Okay.
Clearly the higher one is what costs more.
There are different advocates for breatharianism. The first one I'm going to talk about, she actually offers a lot of her services for free on YouTube. I did not see a lot of places where she was outright charging people for money. I think she probably still does make money somehow, somewhere in the process.
YouTube ads.
Yeah. But there is another advocate that we'll talk about in a little bit who does charge for it. Anyway, the first one we're going to talk about is Jasmuheen.
Can you repeat that?
Jasmuheen.
Can I see how that's spelled?
Jasmuheen?
Jasmuheen. Okay. Jasmuheen. Born Ellen Grieve. Born in Australia in the 1950s, I believe. She changed her name to Jasmuheen at some point. She's a white lady. She is a big advocate for breatharianism. She became pretty popular in the 1990s. She has stated, "I can go for months and months without having anything at all other than a cup of tea. My body runs on a different kind of nourishment." And she says sometimes she feels a bit bored and she'll want some flavor. She'll have a mouthful of whatever it is she's craving. So maybe a piece of chocolate, piece of cheesecake. But she mostly does not eat. She says she eats a little bit. She lives on approximately 300 calories per day. For reference, like, you know, you should probably eat about 2,000 calories a day. So 300 is definitely below what we would consider normal, what we would consider a sustainable amount of food. Like, logically, eating that little food, you should die.
I love that they're all just like, you know, I'm bored. I'm going to eat, which is a normal human impulse. But, like, I'm bored. All right, I'm going to eat this small chocolate bar.
Right, they describe it as it's like an activity, not so much something they need.
What if they're lying?
Yeah.
What
if it's like what if they're not doing it out of boredom? What if they're doing it because they are actually feeling like they're gonna die but they wanna be cool.
Sakeev,
you know?
Are
they're
you calling cool? breatharianism bullshit?
You're saying they just wanna Joe. Be cool? Like
they're just trying to be cool.
They're just a cool.
They're just trying to
cool
maintain.
Don't
an image.
We all know
they're
that.
Trying to Yeah, it's like they're trying to be the cool kids. They're
it's
trying
not
to
a phase, Mom. It's not
they're
a phase.
It's not a phase.
They don't want people to know that they eat. That's why they say, "Hey, when I get bored, every now and then, I eat something.
To be fair.
But really, it's probably because they're hungry and they're like, I'm going to die.
You mean because they're starving to death?
Unless I eat something.
No.
Yeah. Okay. So I just want to put an important point out here. Whoever's listening to this podcast, if you have a friend who decides that they are not going to eat anymore, especially if they are a young teenager who wants to slim down, please tell their parents or tell someone or talk to them and make sure that they do eat, because this is highly unhealthy.
It's super stupid. It's very unhealthy. You can get really sick by...
It can also have the opposite effect. You can gain weight.
That is entirely true.
Anyway, so just...
They can throw off your metabolism, yeah, and your body can do some weird things.
Make sure that you talk to them about this.
And if you're going through something like that, talk to somebody.
Talk to somebody. Eat food.
Talk to somebody.
Talk to any... Talk to the guy on the street.
Talk to us.
Talk to... Call me.
We'll tell you to
talk
eat.
To us.
My number is 1234567.
Call us on Anchor.
Call us on Anchor.
Call us on Anchor.
Actually,
no, but really,
probably just see a therapist.
Probably just see a therapist. Or like,
anyway,
there's someone.
We're
going to
talk a little bit about anorexics later, because all these people are clearly anorexics. So Jasmine, she talks about that she takes different kinds of energies than food. She supplements her diet through cosmic particles. Or microfood, which she describes as prana, which is kind of like a mystical energy source known to some like Hindu religions, I believe.
How do I harness this?
Well, you breathe. Brendan?
I don't feel like I'm harnessing this energy.
Did find a couple of videos on YouTube that I did not really watch, but that were like how to harness mass amounts of prana quickly. So like you could check this out.
Is it like chakra?
It's like those get rich quick kind like of, videos yeah. Okay. And everything, but like,
but how to be really spiritual fast. And it was just this guy sitting in a park, and he was like,
"I wish it was some sleazy business dude with like a suit on that's like too big for him." He's like, "You can be spiritual. You can be spiritual."
And he's like a used car salesman, but he's selling used spirituality.
Yeah. Let's all get spiritual. Richard Simmons comes in.
Oh, yeah, that would get me.
Dude, I'd get on board if Richard Simmons was doing this.
So Jasmuheen has stated that her DNA has expanded from two strands. You know how we have the double helix. Hers has expanded to 12 strands.
I believe it. 100% I am in.
She's evolved.
I don't even need to see pictures. Like, I know. I mean, just listen to her name. Jasmuheen.
She's transitioned.
She's transcended. Yeah. 100% I believe. I'm in.
Someone offered her $30,000 to prove this with a blood test. Jasmuheen
turned it down. Of course she did.
Turned it down. She did.
She doesn't need the money.
She doesn't need the money. She doesn't need worldly possessions. She doesn't need
like
money to buy food or anything.
She's like a fourth dimensional being right now.
She's there.
She stated that such a challenge would be a deliberate attack on her beliefs, and that she refuses to act as an example of her alleged paranormal attributes.
Yeah, man.
And she said, "You cannot view spiritual energy under a microscope."
Preach it, Jasmuheen. Preach it.
Were you gonna say something, Sakeef?
Oh no.
Okay,
I'm just fascinated. And
he's giving the thumbs up. He's on board with us, dude.
So
I accidentally lost you guys for a second.
Oh, you're good. You're good.
You're okay.
Sometimes Skype sucks, but
yeah,
you know, we're I'm still with you. And, yeah. Oh, and I was also looking up, prana. I, you know, so.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you find anything about it?
Prana is the Sanskrit word for life force.
Okay,
so like
yeah.
Said, it is a cosmic energy.
All right.
Okay, so it is like chakra.
It seems like breatharians have sort of appropriated the term.
I wouldn't say it's like chakra, but, well, maybe. Maybe it's like chakra. Because, I mean, chakra is the natural, like. Chakra is
it's your natural
like,
energies.
It's your natural energy. Yeah, so I mean, like, you know, chakra is natural energy, and this is, like Curtis said, it's cosmic energy.
That's fair.
But it is life energy. It's a life force.
Yeah, there
you know?
You go.
It's part of your life force. So, yeah, I guess you could see them intertwining. Plus, it's like chakra. It is a Hindu philosophy, so
mm-hmm.
they're probably connected in some way.
Yeah, probably.
Alrighty, so... The biggest deal about Jasmine Huynh is this thing she did in 1999 with 60 Minutes, the television program 60 Minutes.
Okay, I thought you meant just in 60 Minutes.
Okay, I am in. I want to know what the next sentence is.
Hold on, what year was this?
1999.
That's 60 Minutes is still a big deal back then.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, my parents watched it. I'm Tom Brokaw or whatever, whoever's on 60 Minutes.
My grandma used to watch that shit.
Anyway, so she volunteered to be monitored closely by the Australian 60 Minutes for 1 week without eating to demonstrate her methods. And
do we have a before and after picture?
I can tell you it did not go well.
What happened?
She saw the crafts and services table and just went ham.
They were in a hotel room and she was having a hard time because they're watching her not eat or drink. And she said she made it 3 days. On the third day of the test, she found it difficult because the hotel room that she was in was located near a busy road and it was causing her stress, and the pollution of the road was preventing the absorption of the required nutrients from the air.
That's why we really need to get on those Teslas.
I agree. Bad test.
I'm pretty sure.
Bad test.
Like, Teslas wouldn't affect this.
And she said, I asked for fresh air. 70% of my nutrients come from fresh air. I couldn't even breathe, she said.
How can you even breathe?
She can't with all the pollution. Bad test.
Brendan.
Redo it.
How can you even breathe?
Redo it.
And so they moved her.
Good.
She took a couple nibbles.
To a mountainside retreat where her condition continued to deteriorate.
Wait, hold on. You said a mountainside retreat?
Yeah.
Maybe it was haunted.
So they moved her there, but did they start the week over?
No, this is still
okay. Well, clearly,
you need to do a cleanse.
She was set up for failure. She didn't get to do the cleanse. The 21-day cleanse.
You need to
come on.
Expel the
But she's already done. She's already been living her life like this.
I know, but like,
so theoretically she should be able to go to the mountain and just like get back into it.
She should be able to just continue from where
she
left
has
off.
To be able to expel the bad energy, the pollution. She has to be able to expel that first.
Have you guys ever seen Fern Gully? That's the only way the forest can repopulate after the smoke thing's gone.
It's by eating?
No, has to get expelled out and then can breathe fresh again.
So they had a doctor nearby. This is a great name, actually. Barris Wink.
Dr. Wink.
Dr. Barris Wink.
And I do presume.
According to Dr. Wink, Jasmine Huynh's pupils were dilated, her speech was slow, and she was quite dehydrated. Towards the end of the test, her pulse was about double what it was when she started. And they feared that if she went any further, that she would endure kidney failure and that 60 Minutes would be faulted. And so they urged the test to stop. And indeed, the test was stopped.
It's a bad test. That's all I got
to
say.
And that is Jasmine Huynh's stance on it to this day, that it was a bad test.
Yeah, I agree.
Why doesn't she try to pull it off again then?
It's also an amazing
whoa,
question.
Let's not go with pull it off. Like she's trying to lie to all of us that she can go without eating.
Sakeev, come on. So after that unfortunate display, no company or no one's going to go anywhere near her just based on the fact that they could potentially be doing a bad test. Not because that she could potentially sue them or anything at all. Not because of that. Mostly because of the fact that it's just a bad test.
Yeah. She challenged the results of the program.
Saying, I would.
She said, look, 6,000 people have done this around the world without any problem. That was her rebuttal there.
I agree.
6,000. You can't argue with those results.
You can't argue with those 6,000 people.
How can you even breathe?
How old was she when she did this test? Do you know?
She was born in... Let me see.
I mean,
she was born in 1957 and it was 1999. So she was like 44, 43. Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying that there's no way that those 6,000 people are liars. Absolutely not. Mm-hmm. No way. No way.
There's no way that 6,000 people would lie.
Especially on the internet.
I agree.
That's ridiculous.
It also came out that after this, that occasionally visitors to her home would find it stocked with food, always. Anyone who's ever visited her at her home has found it full of food.
Yeah, for guests.
Which is, she claims, is for her husband and daughter.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to live her lifestyle. That is considerate of this woman.
It's their choice.
Mm-hmm.
That's very considerate of this woman. Do they ask the daughter, hey, does your mom eat? Yeah, all the time.
Do they ask her husband?
Husband can lie. Kids little probably doesn't understand, like, oh, yeah, she eats all the
Mommy
time.
Mommy eats chocolate all the time.
Just gets smacked.
She doesn't know what she's saying.
I just have a piece of chocolate every once in a while.
She doesn't know what she's saying.
Just for the taste.
She eats gallons every day. She drinks the liquid chocolate.
she owns part of Nestle.
It's like Willy Wonka's chocolate river in her mouth.
She won't share none with me.
I don't know why we're just small British lads.
I wasn't allowed to watch Willy Wonka depicted candy. I don't know what I'm referencing. I don't even understand.
This was 1991 or 1999, right? Johnny Depp hasn't even come out with the new one yet.
To be fair, the Gene Wilder version is way better than the Johnny Depp better. One. Fun fact, Roald Dahl does not like that adaptation.
Really?
Mostly because he just doesn't.
Isn't he dead?
Yes. He didn't like that adaptation.
Yeah, his corpse doesn't like it.
He didn't
People aren't breathing, the Gene Wilder one.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I mean, he wasn't around for the Johnny Depp one. He died.
Yeah, that's what
that.
I thought.
But he did not like the Gene Wilder one, mostly because he did not like how Gene Wilder portrayed him.
Interesting.
Yeah. That's a little fun fact for you right there.
I mean, Gene Wilder compared to Johnny Depp was really cuckoo, you know? Like, they were both cuckoo, but like, the kind of cuckoo
that movie's
that
fucked
Gene
up.
Wilder portrayed as Willy Wonka was more like psychotic cuckoo.
Dude, Gene Wilder was a great.
There's a scene in that movie where a rabbit gets its head chopped off. There's a real depiction of a rabbit decapitation in Willy Wonka.
I love that.
I don't remember this.
Yeah, it's when they're going down the chocolate river and they're in the boat and they're going through the tunnel and it gets all crazy and real quick there's just like a rabbit or like a chicken getting its head chopped
and then just like a bunch of bugs and
yeah,
you know, I mean it's that's one of the weirdest scenes. But goddamn, I
heard
love
that that
movie.
Scene was I heard that the none of the actors except for Gene were aware that that was going to happen.
That is great. That is how I would have directed that scene 100%.
That's awesome.
You don't tell your people when you do something weird. You just live in the moment.
Exactly. You want that reaction. Dude, Leonardo DiCaprio cut his fucking hand and then wiped it all over somebody. That was real blood.
Yeah, right. In Django Unchained.
Probably not okay.
No, yeah. That
you
woman
can see
you
the actress asking off camera, like looking off camera and like mouthing, are we still going?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, it's great. But like terrible to be that actress. Anyway. let's
Gene Wilder,
back.
You're great. We
let's
missed you.
Pull back. Gene Wilder. A treasure.
All right. So we're gonna talk about another advocate of breatharianism. And this guy's name is Wiley Brooks.
Yes. The Wileyest of Brooks.
And Wiley Brooks is a good one, guys. You thought you liked Jazz Mahin.
Oh. Jazz Mahin. Dude, I'm getting posters of her in my room.
Yeah.
It's happening.
She looks like an old white lady.
Jazz Brennan's type.
Wiley Brooks is he's the founder of the Breatharian Institute of America. I don't know to what extent that's an institute or if it even has a building, like I don't know what that title means at all, but that's a name he came up with.
Well, I mean, it's totally a thing. You're listening to Mulder Was Right Studios, production of Mulder Was Right, Conspiracies and Alternative Facts.
Yeah, you are.
That's a thing.
The official. Wiley Brooks was first introduced to the public in 1980 when he appeared on the TV show That's Incredible.
I've not seen an episode of this show.
I've not either. That's what Wikipedia says.
They were really bored. Like,
just 1980.
They didn't have the internet. Look at this incredible thing.
That's incredible.
Incredible.
Look at this light bulb.
Anyway, so he claims he doesn't eat.
That's incredible.
Well, it's not entirely true. Anyway, so Wiley Brooks, because of what he does, he can lift 1,100 pounds, he claims.
That's incredible.
And sleeps only 1 to 7 hours a week when in a non-polluted environment.
That's unheard of. That's probably not possible.
He should be dead.
Extraordinary.
I understand if people want to pull off this whole, I don't eat a thing, except for every now and then, and then I'm still alive. I just depend on my breathing. But sleeping, like, come on. People die because they don't sleep.
David Blaine does this or all eat. The time. Mind freak.
You're a liar, Wiley.
He's a wily one.
Now, see, you guys remember the Russian sleep experiment?
Yes,
we do.
I was not there. But
yes.
I sure.
Oh, that's right, Joe. You were not there. It's true.
Useless
Anderson
in the episode.
Was, though.
I like how you're pointing out that that's unrealistic, not sleeping. And we've been talking about not eating this whole time.
No, that's fine. Come on, man.
There's certain lines you
don't cross.
I've already made my point on the not eating thing. I just want to make my point on the not sleeping
right.
thing, too.
I think it's a lot.
Like, people... Yeah.
I think it's a lot harder to not sleep than to not eat.
I think me and Brendan want to keep this joke going that we still believe in these people aren't eating.
I want to give a preface here. Here's a spoiler alert about the Russian sleep experiment. We came pretty firmly to the conclusion that it was a story.
It was an invention.
A short story.
Wasn't it
an invention?
It was a creepypasta.
That's a spooky spaghetti.
So it's not real.
Written by a man named Orange Soda.
Orange Soda.
So,
Mr. Orange Soda, hats off to
something
you for
that
creating
these people
a story
would not
that we
drink.
Could so thoroughly pick apart.
Anyway,
so
we'll get back.
From Wiley Brooks' website, his website has a weird name. It's called, like, sableye.com, Sabalie. I don't know why it's called that. But his perspective is called breatharianism, and it's also called lovearianism. He sort of has a perspective that the energies in the air and the sunlight are also the energies of love, and that is what is sustaining us and keeping us alive.
I think he should have gone with a different name. I don't like the sound of that name.
What, lovearianism?
Lovearianism.
Yeah, I agree.
Question.
I've said
Answer.
Almost nothing so far, but go ahead.
So these people believe that breathing air is the, and like they can sustain off that.
Yes.
Now, theoretically, people of a similar Arianism, Rastafarianism, they frequently just breathe the like vapors of
the ganja, if you would,
of marijuana. Now, are these similar things? Because they're technically not. I mean, I don't believe that they have the idea of we're not going to eat, but they are both consuming vapors, one being oxygen and the other one being marijuana.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, Rastafarianism is somewhat of a religious view where it's
religion. Yeah. It falls under that very broad term of human experience.
you're becoming closer with
something.
Well, with
which
your,
is
with
yep,
your
again,
spirituality.
We are still just describing religions in general.
Yes.
I think marijuana has sort of the opposite effect that breatharianism would like.
Okay.
It makes you want to eat more.
It's true. But like I generally believe that if these people believe what they're believing, that they may be using some supplements of some sort that aren't food based,
air and sunlight
and something that they're probably not leading on to, but especially not Jazz Mahoon. That's my girl.
it's a good. We'll make note of that. So from Wiley Brooks' website, he's got a bunch of stuff written down. So here's just some stuff that's there. It says, at the current moment, there are many poisonous substances in the air that we currently breathe. Air is one of the best food sources. All other ingested substances put a huge strain on the human body while it is trying to obtain the proper light from foods to maintain the proper love vibrations within. If the air is toxic, one will have to take in substances that match this toxic vibration so that one can be with the environment. And so kind of what he's saying here is that if you live in a toxic environment, you will have to eat toxic food to match that. And that's why it's important to live in a clean environment, and then you don't have to eat food.
That kind of answers my question where, so why is there, you know, why are there still people starving in the world? So they're just living in a toxic environment?
Perhaps their environment is toxic, yes. And there's kind of a lot of cop-outs within breatharianism is anytime someone starves from not eating, they just say, oh, well, they weren't doing it right.
They didn't breathe enough. Weren't doing it properly.
They didn't breathe enough.
They didn't stare at the sun for 20 minutes straight.
It is not as simple as just breathing. You have to breathe correctly, apparently.
Do they give tutorials on how to breathe correctly?
Yeah. And Wiley Brooks will give you tutorials for amounts of money.
Oh, okay. So,
do you also have to, like, you know, think, like, you know, you have to tell yourselves, hey, breathe in, take in this energy.
It's something like that.
Absorb these nutrients.
Yeah, you have to do it thoughtfully.
Kind of tell yourself to do that.
So dolphins do that. They're, when they breathe, it's not a conscious or unconscious effort. It's,
yep, they have to
think about breathing every time. Just.
And because they're also mammals and live underwater, so they have to go up to the surface.
They might be masters at this, though. I don't know.
But whatever Wiley's pain, if you guys want a similar or same thing, we at Mulder Was Right can offer that service for a fraction of the price.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So he also says, the hunger that one may feel when one hasn't taken in any external liquid or solid foods, so he's talking about just hunger, is the lack of love that one begins to feel from the environment that is no longer in total acceptance with your body. This is where one may experience dizziness, headaches, migraines, fear, fainting, low energy, etc. This is the reason why when people fast, their vibrational frequency changes, and it doesn't match their environment, they will feel some of these symptoms. Healing the body is not about fasting, doing a fruit cleanse, or providing the body with more vitamin D. Healing is when one can always be at one, harmony, peace, love, joy, etc., with one's environment. On average, people breathe 110 pounds of air per day. I don't know about that, or I don't know at all how to check that. I guess you could check that. I don't really know much about weighing air.
Did you breathe onto a scale?
This is just what Wiley Brooks
says. Okay, so this is not your findings.
He breathed onto a scale all day. Fresh, clean, and high vibratory air has all the love energy and all of the constituents or basic building blocks for all physical matter. Hydrogen, nitrogen, carbon dioxide, and oxygen. Electrons do not eat. Atoms do not eat. Molecules do not eat. Cells do not eat. And the body is built of and sustained by the cells, and not by what a man eats.
Some people name Adam eat.
I mean, you know, this whole argument immediately takes away that time-old saying, you are what you eat.
Yes, that is the biggest.
It's the biggest lie.
The biggest lie you've ever heard. To breatharians.
Yeah.
So a part of Wiley Brooks' thing here is also the idea of being five dimensional, and that not only are you sustaining your body just by like breathing, that you are actually like gaining consciousness, gaining extra consciousness into the fifth dimension. And like to be a true breatharian, you would just like stop existing in third dimensional space entirely.
What happened to the fourth?
So it's like, it's included there,
that's what I call, what's her name? She's a fourth dimensional being, right? She ascended. The woman you like.
Razmuheen.
Sure.
Jasmuheen.
Jasmuheen. I did.
Jasmuheen.
Jasmuheen.
Jasmuheen. She's ascended.
Food has never and will never be eaten for nutrition, but only for entertainment. The more complete and fifth dimensional the body becomes, the less it needs. Lovarians, in parentheses, 5D people, get very minimal nutrition from the food they choose to eat. Most, if not all of the Lovarians' nutrition comes from the air they breathe and the love they receive. Air is the cosmic reservoir of all life, the breath of life. Any human being reading this article is a Lovarian, and all it takes is the realization. Once you realize you are a Lovarian, you can begin activating your true DNA by speaking life into your cells and ingesting the proper Christ frequency tuning substances. And he talks a little bit about Christ and Jesus here as well. And what he's trying to say is that Jesus was doing this, and that...
Get closer to Jesus. Stop eating.
Stop eating, yeah.
And so...
You'll meet him soon enough.
Now we're going to talk a little bit about his regime.
He has a regime?
Yeah, about what you got to do.
How can I join and how much money do I have to spend?
So we'll get to that. But first, let's go over... He does tell you a little bit, just to start, about what you need to do. And so to start out, there are 5 sacred names, also referred to literally on the website. It says 5th dimensional magic words that you have to recite and meditate on for at least 30 minutes a day. And they are as follows.
Abracadabra, Alakazam.
No.
That's 3 of them.
Jat Niranjan, Omkar, Rarankar, Sohang, Satnam.
Rarankar.
And I know how to pronounce those because there's also some audio on his website where you can listen to them for just 10 minutes long. You can listen to him repeat these words over and over and over again.
Is that the dragon at the final end boss of the the Hobbit movie? Is that right?
The final end boss.
Smaug?
Is that one of
Smaug.
Them? Okay.
My final bad. End boss?
You see, I wasn't sure which way my joke was going to go. It might have gone into D&D, okay. But I was halfway through. I was like, no,
we're going to the Hobbit.
We're going to the Hobbit. So I got to get my joke straight.
Do you mean 3/4 through the book? Final end boss. Still the army. Go on.
Okay. So this next part.
The movie.
So that's pretty. So
the book.
All we've heard so far.
I read part of the book.
Is pretty spiritual, right? Pretty high concept and pretty meditative, you're repeating those words over and over again.
Omkar.
And this sounds pretty religious, Rushkar. Right? This sounds pretty religious.
Yeah. It does.
This sounds like every religion to me.
Okay, so now we're going to get to another crucial part. According to him, there are 2 things you can consume that are... fifth dimensional. They are 5D things. And it's good to consume these things because they will help you ascend to the fifth dimension.
Real quick, can we play a little game where we guess what the things you can eat
please,
are?
Please, please do.
Brendan?
So there's 2 things.
2 things.
What do you think they are?
I'm going to guess that you are allowed to consume chili cheese fries.
Chili cheese fries and?
I'm just guessing one.
Okay. Keith, what do you think you can eat? To ascend to the fifth dimension.
Okay, we're specifically talking only food.
Yes, only
food.
No liquid.
Only food or liquid.
Food or liquid.
Food or liquid. Okay. In that case, the only things I think you could have are water, of course, because it's the basis for all life. And...
It's not. It's not the basis for all life.
It's a fair basis. That's a fair statement. Continue.
It's a fair basis. So, it's a fair basis.
I will
Brendan,
guess my 2 as cake and Mountain Dew Voltage.
Okay,
hey,
so Keith didn't
get
his second one in.
Name my last thing.
Yeah.
But, Joe, I'm going to agree with you partially on the Mountain Dew. I'm not going to lie.
All right.
I used to tell myself I ran on Mountain Dew Voltage.
All right.
As does the fifth dimension.
A Mountain Dewarian.
I mean, it's crazy. It's called voltage. It's blue.
It gives you the power to survive.
It gives you this
food.
Idea of electricity.
It
and
turns
energy.
You into the Energizer Bunny.
It could jazz you up.
You should keep going.
Just inject it straight
it to your
veins.
Jazzes you up into the fifth dimension.
All right. Okay. Did you have a second guess, Akif?
Honestly, I can't think of what food they might even consider. Maybe bananas because potassium.
Okay, fair. Water and bananas.
I was thinking celery.
Celery.
Celery. You know you can starve with a stomach full of celery?
Yeah, you can.
It's awful.
Lettuce?
Yeah.
Lettuce? Lettuce is very watery.
Iceberg lettuce is like 80% water.
Yeah, you burn more calories eating celery than it gives you.
Yeah.
All right, guys. I'm sorry to tell you, you're all wrong.
Damn.
Not chili cheese fries, water, cake, or Mountain Dew Voltage.
So
we've covered all four of the food groups.
Four of the major food groups. We forgot bacon.
This section of the website is called The Eating.
The Eating.
Now that you know of the meditation.
Could be called The Eatery.
The other part of this regime is the fifth dimensional transitional foods. Here are the only foods you are to consume while doing this meditation. First. 1 liter plastic bottle of Diet Coke.
Diet Coke, okay. That was actually on my short list of choices.
Okay.
Plastic bottled only.
You see, I missed that one.
Well, okay.
But I feel better about the second one.
So soda tastes much better in the plastic bottle over the can or the fountain.
It's true. Now, does it have to be
one
Diet
liter,
Coke brand?
Can it be Diet
Pepsi? 1 liter sized Diet Coke brand.
1 liter.
Plastic bottled only.
1 liter.
Specifically that, exactly.
Okay, so we can't get the knockoff brand. We can't cheap out on this.
I like Pepsi more than Coke.
We're going to the
this.
Fifth dimension here, guys.
I can't drink Diet
Coke. You don't generic brand like fifth dimension.
Can you just get a 2 liter?
No,
you can't.
No, absolutely not. That is,
you have to get
have
the
to get
1 liter.
1 liter size plastic bottle only.
Do you
want
to go to the fifth
only.
Dimension or not?
Do you want to come with us, Sakeep?
Where do you Sakeep, find
I will
a 1 liter?
Turn this
like,
hypothetical
you, well,
highway
I guess you can
around.
Find them, but they're so hard to find.
They anyway, can be hard to find.
Anyway, what is number two?
Number two, McDonald's double quarter pounder with cheese meal. Only this meal slash sandwich. Only.
So wait. So you don't get the fries.
No. It says it's
meal
a meal.
Slash, okay.
It says it's a meal. So you get the fries.
Damn, but that's like $5. I can't afford that, dude. I need the McDoubles.
Okay. I'm fully on board.
These.
But you don't like Diet Coke.
I can't drink it physically. It gives me migraines.
Oh, man.
But to go to the fifth dimension, you know, that might be why. Because it's working.
I got you. Yeah, okay.
It could be.
So those are the two things. Diet Coke and a 1 liter plastic bottle.
So
McDonald's double quarter pounder with cheese.
They didn't.
Those are the only things. Those are the fifth dimensional foods.
Did you guys watch The Founder? They didn't mention this at all.
I know. It says, try to have this meal at least once a day for 1 month to get started.
You ever see Super Size Me?
I was like, gonna bring that up.
He's he was starting to ascend.
He was
but not really because he didn't do it perfectly.
He didn't do it for the
like
whole...
he didn't
yeah,
he... And you can only eat that meal exactly. You can't just eat whatever McDonald's you want. You have to eat exactly that meal and the 1 liter plastic sized bottle of Diet Coke.
Wait, hold on. What was the meal again?
McDonald's double quarter pounder with cheese.
Okay. So do you know what they call that in Europe?
A Royale with cheese.
All right,
there is.
I was going to make that joke, Brendan.
It says here, if you are in Europe, substitute the hamburger Royale with cheese for the double quarter pounder with cheese.
Oh!
And
do you know what they put on their fries?
No, I don't.
Smothered with mayonnaise. I've seen it.
This doesn't sound terrible.
That's the next line from the movie.
And
is it? Okay. Yeah. It's been a while since I've seen it.
It also says if you're in Europe, you can substitute a Coca-Cola Light for the Diet Coke.
Okay.
Because that's their version of Diet Coke. It is also acceptable to combine 2 quarter pounders with cheeseburgers to make 1 double quarter pounder if you can't get just a double quarter pounder with cheese. So you can actually just get 2 separate sandwiches, mash them together, and that's fine too.
Is that still technically a 2 quarter pounders or is that like 1 pound?
Why
or
they,
one half
so
pound.
So the double
why
quarter
do they
pounder.
Call it a double quarter
know.
Pounder?
Yeah, why
know.
Isn't it just
why
a
is
half,
this half
pound?
Pound?
Because you don't want to seem fat. I'm eating a half pound of burger right now.
Yep.
Double quarter.
Double quarter.
How old's your baby? 18 months? No, fucking year and a half.
Year and a half.
People are dumb.
My two halves, double quarter.
How old's your baby? 36 months.
I'm a
you mean
296
three?
Months.
After a year, you stop counting months.
Yeah.
Anyway, Enough about babies.
Hey, Joe, how many months are you?
Fuck.
So Wiley Brooks also says, it is okay to drink from the cups when eating at McDonald's. I highly recommend that you eat at McDonald's whenever possible. All McDonald's are constructed on properties that are protected by fifth dimensional high energy spiritual portals.
He just puts on his McDonald's hat and his little...
So...
As you continue to use this meditation slash diet program, you will start to feel the difference in the atmosphere when eating inside of a McDonald's and outside.
That's my issue. I keep not eating at the McDonald's. I go home. That's the issue.
That's the issue.
Ah. Next time.
Is this guy sponsored by McDonald's?
That's what I'm saying. He puts on like his McDonald's hat and like his pin.
One, it sounds like he is, but he's not.
You know, you can...
You've got to be joking. No. He's got to be secretly sponsored by McDonald's. That, like, one guy does not tell a bunch of people to solely eat McDonald's in order to ascend.
That's, well, I mean, Saqib, he would tell them if that's how you do it.
Yeah, and he, like, it's not just anything at McDonald's, remember.
It's very specific things. Look, what if...
Double quarter
look,
pounder,
what if McDonald's is trying to push cheese?
Of Diet Coke.
What if McDonald's... is trying to push nuggets and this guy's saying only double quarter pounder with cheese.
So
like he's not sponsored, clearly.
They've been pushing that Szechuan sauce.
Nope.
And like, nope, can't have it.
Can't have it.
Nope. None for you.
I'm bummed it's not where we are.
So Saqib, you mentioned that it was difficult to find 1 liter sized plastic bottled Diet Cokes, right?
Well, I'm sure that you can.
It's normally pretty difficult.
I'm sure that you can buy them in bulk from his website.
Well, no, hold on. He has a list of places where commonly have them.
Okay.
So right now we'll go over them. 7-Eleven, Love's Travel Stop, Pilot Travel Stop, Racetrack, Shell, TA Travel Stop.
Racetrack is in like a racetrack or like any racetrack?
Unclear.
Okay.
Like the gas, I think he means the gas station racetrack.
These are all mostly gas stations. TA Travel Stop, Thornton's, Walgreens, or Wawa.
Ah.
I'm unfamiliar with Wawa.
Yes,
it must be
Wawa.
I'm a big fan of Wawa.
A non-American.
You're a big fan of a lot of things this
place.
Episode.
I think it would have been better if instead of telling you places that you could have bought it, he just sold it on his website.
Then he would have to pay like royalties to Coke. Mm-hmm. It'd be a big thing.
No, you don't have to pay royalties to Coke. You just
You just become a seller.
Liter, I mean, 1 liter.
No. You just become a seller.
That's like without a. That's pretty bad. I don't know.
Just become a seller.
He does note that you can substitute the twenty milliliter sized plastic bottles. I think he means 20 ounces, not 20 milliliters. That's not very much Coke. 20 milliliters. Anyway. You can substitute that if you can't find the 1 liter sized. However, it's like an only in case of emergencies kind of thing. Like you really need the liter, not the 20 ounce.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
he says 20 mils multiple times. That is that's literally like 2% of 1 liter is 20 mils.
You can find Diet Coke a lot of places, so it makes sense.
Do not add any extra condiments or any other thing to this meal. Do not take anything away from this meal. Eat the meal as it is, or you'll be just putting poison in your body. This regimen is very specific, and if not done correctly, it will create the opposite effect.
All right. So theoretically, if you started doing this diet, what's the one food you would miss the most?
I wouldn't miss any food, Joe, because
you've transcended.
I am transcending.
You have picked the
we
correct
answer.
We don't
need the food.
You picked the
correct
answer.
You only
answer.
Do this for a month, and then you're off food, I'm assuming. I haven't heard enough about this.
This is like 5D foods. I think you can continue to eat this, because it's 5D foods.
Okay, so you can just always eat this.
Yeah, but this is also like a jump start.
But you have to eat it at the restaurant.
Wait. So it says here... It's best to try and have at least one meal a day, this meal, for 30 days to activate your new world DNA and anchor your body in the 5D energies / power grid. This will connect you to your God power and true Christ energies. You will meet God face to face.
This sounds a lot like vegan powers from Scott Pilgrim.
It's different, Sakeev.
It does,
vegans,
actually, kind of.
Vegans don't eat meat.
They're one step below this.
Yeah, but it sounds like a very similar
It is
concept.
Super similar to...
These people are fifth dimensional, Sakeev. Those people just have superpowers. It's very different.
Yeah. They get their fifth dimensional powers from consuming a specific meal.
I believe they get fourth...
Like vegans. If I'm not mistaken, Sakeev, they get vegans practice a specific diet.
It's...
Which is...
Fourth. Yes.
Though it is very similar.
That I see your point. So yeah, if you want to meet God and you don't want to die, which is usually commonly when you say he's going to meet God, that person is dead. Just eat a bunch of McDonald's and drink Diet Coke. It says here you can eat the French fries with the meal, but only with the meal. It's one package. It's a consciousness package.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't eat it just because it's like the specific sustenance. You eat it because... That is what you've been told to eat. It's a conscious thing. That's why. Come on.
There's another section on this website that just says all foods are drugs. The idea is that when you eat food, it alters your body. Just like drugs alter your body. Therefore, food is drugs.
Yeah. Double quarter pounder with cheese does not alter your body.
Yeah. We're boats.
Except for in, you know, only good ways. Where it sends you to the fifth dimension, you get those powers.
You get good altering.
Like. Yeah, good altering. Instead of the rest of all food, that's bad.
So is it the for this guy? Is it the ingredients specifically, or is it this combination?
It seems to be just the whole gestalt of it, just the whole combination of this meal. And he doesn't really go much into it. Just it's this meal. That's kind of it. And it's kind of bizarre. If you want to learn more about it, the costs. So there's three packages you can get: 30 days, 60 days, or 90 days. I'm assuming, and to be like he's your mentor during this time. For 30 days, it's $50,000. For 60 days, it's $95,000. For 90 days, and this is the recommended package. It is $125,000.
So, Brendan, can I sign you up for this now?
I'm going to have to write a check. I'm going to have to write a couple checks that are probably going to bounce. But I'm
going to have to write checks from other people's bank
you
accounts.
You have to hope you're in the fifth dimension by the time those
yeah,
checks
I
bounce.
Mean, I got to start on the...
So, the more you pay, does it, like, make the process faster?
It's just more time.
It's more time.
Yeah. More time having him as a mentor.
And okay. Meeting God face to face.
Yes.
You know, right. I am very impressed by the fact that the meal that he's telling you to eat is very cost effective. It's like it's cost efficient.
Yeah, you can get like $5.
And then, you know, the other thing, like actually using him as a mentor, it's a little more expensive, but it makes sense because you're saving so much
you're
money
so much
on food.
Money.
So
there's even like
I think it's a pretty good
if you scroll down on the website like you can get right into it, like you go straight to the payment form and it already has the amount of $100,000 just filled in for you, so all you gotta do is put in your credit card information and click go and you can give them $100,000 right away like it's nothing.
Do you think anybody's actually paid?
100% yes.
Yes.
100% yes.
People this like is a very, stupid things.
This is a pretty nice website.
This is not stupid, guys.
about the cost, there's a quote from Wiley Brooks here. He says, "You go to a lawyer, you go to a doctor, especially for facing problems in your life, and you want to get the best lawyer or doctor you can get, and you pay for it, no problem. But for some reason, if you want to learn to live forever and be the happiest person in the universe, people think that should be free." That's third dimensional logic for you.
It's true.
You want to be happy?
You got to pay for that.
Yeah.
You got to pay for it.
Yeah.
They say money won't buy you happiness. Those people have never met God.
Those people have never eaten royal double quarter pounders with cheese for 30 days and drank 1 liter Diet Coke out of plastic bottles.
They call me the Royale with cheese now.
Now there are some other options. You can talk to him on the phone.
Is that cheaper?
That is a little cheaper.
Or is it the hundred?
Let's can we all go in on this and like call him into the show? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, we're gonna have to check the price here.
Brandon, you're on board for this, remember?
Hey, man, as on board as I am for this, the Mulder was right. Bank account is quite empty.
It is cheaper. It is not cheap. It is cheaper. So there's again three packages. I don't know the differences in these packages. It's just like it is just longer time. So it's $75 per hour, with your first hour being $50. Or you can get 5 hours for $250.
That's a steal.
Or you can get 11 hours for $500.
That one's the recommended package.
And that's sort of just like total time. It's you don't have to sit there and talk to him on the phone for 11 hours.
Can I call him whenever? Hey man,
you can just sort of call whenever.
I'm having a really rough day.
Because there's some testimonials here, and they said
not even a joke. Like I'm 100% sure that people have paid that just to have someone to talk to.
And it says like here this is like a registered nurse, and she says, I work with doctors every day. Very few, if any, will be able to answer questions at 11 p.m. Insinuating that these people are able to answer questions at 11 p.m.
Called exactly at 4:59 on the dot.
Yeah.
There's another testimonial here. Says, I am 58 years old, and I guess there's some powder that they're giving these people that I haven't seen elsewhere on this website, but he's talking about powder here. He says, I'm 58 years old, and these powders in this package are by far the best health product I have ever taken. The first 2 weeks, I lost 13 pounds and cut my blood pressure medicine in half.
Because he's not eating and doing a bunch of coke.
Yeah, you'll notice he's not eating, so he's lost 13 pounds, and he hasn't fixed his blood pressure. He's just stopped taking half of the medication.
I don't see what the problem is.
I'm no doctor man here.
So that is pretty much the best of Wiley Brooks there. Quarter pounders, double quarter pounders.
Yep.
Pretty fucking funny.
Yep.
Yep. There's a good Vice interview. Vice interviewed this guy a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. He also got caught at some point, like walking out of a 7-Eleven with like a Slurpee and like a hot dog and a Twinkie.
All right, that's where I draw the fucking line. That guy did not stick to the fifth dimensional foods. Fuck that guy. This is ridiculous. This is bullshit. Fuck this.
Wow, Brendan.
And I think he got
sounds so hurt by
you.
This.
Sound more passionate about this than you did about 9-11.
he like got caught eating a pie too or something, like just
how
eating
the fuck
food
can he resist pie?
I agree.
Pie's amazing. We're
so
all on the
this
fuck this guy train.
So I have a little bit more here. There was a trend in the 1800s, kind of like this, where there was a like fasting girls, like women who would not eat was like a thing, and it was like a sensationalist thing where like
that's a thing now.
Yeah.
No,
terrible.
No, but it was like it was not just anorexia, it was like an event that people would go and watch and be like, "Ooh, look, she's not eating." And they'd be like, "It's magical." And they were mostly hoaxes. It would be like they would be sneaking donuts while no one was looking.
Because again, like pies, who the fuck can resist donuts?
Hey, did you catch Carol not eating the other day? Yeah, man, it's ridiculous. I love just paying money and watching them not eat.
Hold on.
It's so much fun.
What you're saying is, that's amazing.
That's amazing.
And there's also a phenomenon known as anorexia mirabilis, and it's kind of
sounds bad.
It's like a classical it's like anorexia but it's like holy and you're being sustained by some holy energy also.
But you're not.
Right. Well, this is just an idea related to this that I am bringing to the discussion here.
Yeah, but it's bullshit.
All of this is fictional. You're correct.
It's bullshit.
Yeah, but it's bullshit.
It's bullshit. Do you know,
Curse, I don't think you understand. This is bullshit.
You know, I was on board until my boy was eating Slurpees and eating pies.
Your boy, what's his name? You know the one.
My boy Wiley over there. That guy is bullshit, man.
Dude, Wiley can't be tamed.
And I don't know if you've ever heard of pro-Anna groups, which is like pro-anorexia. And there's also pro-Mia, like pro-bulimia groups. And these these are people who may have anorexia, but they view it less as a psychological disorder and more as a lifestyle choice. And these are obviously very controversial groups because they encourage anorexia and bulimia.
They're fucking idiots.
They have, a lot of them have come to breatharianism because it has to do with not eating and they don't like to eat. And these are also people who claim that, that like if you're a woman, that having a period is unnatural, and that if you stop eating enough, eventually you will get to a state they refer to as so healthy you will stop having your period.
Oh, nice.
Which is actually because you're just incredibly malnourished, and the female body no longer wants to bother having a period because it thinks it's dying.
As four men talking about this, that just sounds great, right?
Yeah. You have sex whenever you want. You don't have to worry about the period.
What's the downside?
So,
God, these people.
Please,
those people are pieces of shit.
Please, everyone eat food.
Please,
everyone eat food. Love yourself.
Love yourself.
You're beautiful.
Just be happy.
You're beautiful just the way you are.
Exactly.
Except for if you're anorexic and bulimic, in which please seek help.
Well,
you're not ugly.
You're not,
yeah.
I don't know if you should just call them ugly, Brendan.
That's.
But, I didn't call them ugly.
You said you're not beautiful.
I said you're not.
It's kind of, you're the opposite of beautiful is what
you
said.
We're over here treading on thin ice.
But just please eat. If you're not eating, seek help.
Please eat. Love yourself.
Love yourself.
Just be happy.
Or breathe more. So I want to finish up with a little bit of science.
Please. We've been having science all night.
Yeah. This theory, yeah, like a lot of others, is founded in about 1% science, and it uses that 1% to try to sound credible, to try to weave some sort of sensible thread of logic throughout the mess that is itself. I spoke to my resident science expert, who also happens to be my girlfriend, about some of the problems with breatharianism. Oh, God, I just... went to a whole different page on my computer. Hold on.
Is she on board with it?
No. I told you, resident science expert.
So she doesn't agree with the 1%.
No, it's... Okay, let me just keep talking.
No, I'm on board with you on this, Brendan. So she does not agree with the 1%. Sabina does not agree with the 1%.
Breatharianists will tell you that the air contains many of the same elements that are contained within our own bodies. We remembered that list of like carbon,
yep,
hydrogen,
yep,
nitrogen. Yep. And they claim that is how we gain energy from the air, by assimilating these elements into ourselves. The problem here is that the elements in the air do not exist in the correct forms to be used as food, even though they may technically be some of the same elements. For example, take the elements sodium and chlorine. Pure sodium explodes on contact with water.
It does.
And it follows then that if one ate pure sodium, one might explode, as the human body is mostly water. Chlorine, in its pure gaseous state, is highly poisonous and was actually used as a chemical weapon in the First World War.
It's also used to clean your pools.
Right. And it's not good to consume. So we probably shouldn't eat sodium and chlorine, right? Except that you do every single day in the form of sodium chloride, known as table salt. And when the atoms of sodium and chloride bond together to form table salt, it completely changes the properties of these elements. It's making them harmless. And they're an entirely different thing then. Another notable example is water, commonly known as H2O. You have two hydrogen atoms and one oxygen atom.
I think water is more commonly known as water than,
okay,
H2O.
Commonly known as H2O.
No, commonly known as water.
If you add one more oxygen atom to that compound, you create H2O2, which is hydrogen peroxide.
That's water squared.
Very poisonous. Should not
water
drink
squared.
Hydrogen peroxide.
Water squared, oxygen squared.
It's not just double water.
Water.
It's mega water.
You'd think it'd be better water.
It's mega water.
That's what
it's not.
Pools. That's chlorine.
That's what smart water is, guys.
So it is an oversimplification to say that if a certain element is floating around in the air, it's ready for your body to use as energy. The act of breathing brings oxygen into your body, and your body does use that oxygen, but it needs energy to do that, actually. And we get that energy from the food we eat, which in turn either got its energy from eating other food, if it's an animal, or from sunlight, if it's a plant. The sun is the energy source for our planet, but we cannot just directly stare at it to get our energy, because we're not plants. And we can't photosynthesize sunlight. And there are some breatharian types who believe that literally staring directly at the sun gives you energy, and they stare directly at the sun with their fucking eyeballs.
Well, it's only if you're fifth dimensional.
While eating their double quarter pounders of cheese and
it's
drinking
only,
their 1 liter Diet
Coke. It's only if
you're
fifth dimensional can you do that.
No.
Now, I don't believe that fucking what's-his-face, that's the way to do it, but...
Jasmine.
No, she did right.
Jasmine's where it's at. Dehydrated, dying Jasmine.
Or Moffat.
So things don't just work the way we want them to.
Moffat.
Things work the way they work, and we have to deal with that. I think it'd be great if I did never have to eat food again. It'd be a lot cheaper and it'd be a lot more convenient, but it simply is not the case. And my case, I rest. That is my episode. Ladies and gentlemen, and otherwise, please eat food and love yourself. Do not be like Jasmine Heen. Do not be like Wiley Brooks. And if you, that's like, he picked a really shitty food. You're just eating McDonald's all the time. That's bad for you.
Yep. You're not wrong.
So we're all in the consensus. Fuck this guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So thanks for listening, everybody. Check us out on Stitcher, on SoundCloud, and on iTunes.
You guys know the spiel.
And what else do we say? We say we listen to our alternative facts every day.
Yeah.
And listen to our Anchor episodes, the Anchor app.
Yeah, you can find that on the anchor.fm app. You can also find it on... Apple Podcasts, as well as
you can find them on iTunes,
Google Play.
If you search Mulder Was Right Anchor.
Yep. So you can listen to us talk about alternative facts daily.
Just little blips, alternative facts.
They're fun to talk about.
They're fun to talk about. They're fun to write.
Yep. If you guys like listening to us weekly, then you can listen to basically an additional 35 minutes. You listen to an additional 35 minutes of us weekly. So if you want to do that, you know, it's cool.
That's a lot of minutes.
It's a lot of minutes.
Thank you to Christian Taldino for. I always fuck up his name. Whatever.
Christian Taldino.
Once he finally comes onto the cast, I'll get his name right.
Yep. Christian Taldino. Yeah. So thanks, guys.
All right.
And we're going to go eat some cake.
Wake up, sheeple. Quarter pounders.
How can you even breathe?
What in the hell happened?
What does that mean? Why do you keep saying that?